We were naturally able to protect our headquarters. And on all the planet, the Imperial Library and the grounds about it remained untouched. This was well known to the galaxy, but even that apparently overwhelming hint passed them by. It was here at Trantor that Ebling Miz discovered us, and here that we saw to it that he did not survive the discovery. To do so, it was necessary to arrange to have a normal Foundation girl defeat the tremendous mutant powers of the Mule. Surely such a phenomenon might have attracted suspicion to the planet on which it happened. It was here that we first studied the Mule and planned his ultimate defeat. It was here that Arcadia was born and the train of events begun that led to the great return to the Selden plan. And all those flaws in our secrecy, those gaping holes, remained unnoticed because Selden had spoken of the other end in his way, and they had interpreted it in their way. The first speaker had long since stopped speaking to the student. It was an exposition to himself, really, as he stood before the window, looking up at the incredible blaze of the firmament, at the huge galaxy that was now safe forever. Harry Selden called Trantor Star's End, he whispered. And why not that bit of poetic imagery? All the universe was once guided from this rock. All the apron strings of the stars led here. All roads lead to Trantor, says the old proverb. And that is where all stars end. 10 months earlier, the first speaker had viewed those same crowding stars, nowhere as crowded as at the center of that huge cluster of matter man calls the galaxy, with misgivings. But now there was a somber satisfaction on the round and ruddy face of Preem Palver, first speaker. This concludes the reading of Second Foundation by Isaac Asimov. This book was read by Dan Lazar.
This concludes our program on this cassette. Please wind the cassette forward to its end so it will be in order for the next listener. Thank you.